to hear that story of Christmas. Once again, from the Bible. I don't remember two of you here 8 days ago. We told the story as a church, with everybody being dressed up and everybody participating and hopefully everybody having quite a lot of fun. So let's have a think, just think. So we've heard all about that kind of, in the reading, we heard about the chaos that Mary and Joseph had to go through in having to travel to Bethlehem for the census, there being no room for them at the inn, so having to stay in a stable. And then at some point, when presumably Mary and Joseph were hoping for some peace and quiet with a newborn baby, this local sky lit up with angels and a whole load of shepherds arrived into the stable. Can anyone remember the phrases that either the angels or the shepherds said as part of our story from 8 days ago? The angels, it started with, "We are here to tell the world." Anyone remember? That God has come from heaven to earth. That kind of the reason the angels were here, thank you very much, to declare that that's why the angels were here, to tell that God had come from heaven to earth. Anyone remember the shepherds?
We are ordinary people.
We are not important people, well done. But we have been told God is here. We come to worship him. And that thing that actually, if the news of Jesus had gone to the great and the good and the powerful, they never would have shared it with anybody. But it went to the shepherds. It went to people who had mundane jobs because Jesus came for everybody. And then the shepherds came from the field to worship the baby Jesus. And after this, just after our reading from Luke ends, Luke continues to tell us about Mary and Joseph's trip to Jerusalem to present Jesus at the table, at the temple, as an eight-day-old child, where they are met by two real old characters who seem to live around the temple and suddenly declare that this baby is the promised Messiah. It was quite an unusual time for Mary and Joseph. And then the Gospel of Matthew talks about the visit of the wise men or the scholars. And can you remember what they said? We had in our reenactment last week.
We are wise and learned.
We bring gifts. Gold for a king, frankincense for a priest, and myrrh for a burial. There's a lot going on here in this short period of time. And we read that Mary kept these things to herself, holding them close. During our unrehearsed nativity, we talked about how these groups told us of Jesus coming from heaven to earth to be a king and a saviour for everyone. This year I want to read another passage from the Bible. As you know, we had that reading, Luke, Jesus the baby, became Jesus the man. And we've just remembered Jesus' death on the cross. The Messiah who dies and then rises from the dead to save us from our sins. In the last week of Jesus' life, there was also quite a lot going on. Dare I say, a lot of chaos, a lot of things happening. And perhaps a risk that the disciples might forget something important. So the birth of Jesus is how the Gospels end, the Gospels start. But they end on a beach over breakfast. And I'd like to read that bit to you. After Jesus appeared again to his disciples by the Sea of Galilee, it happened this way. Simon, Peter, Thomas, also known as Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two other disciples were together. "I'm going out to fish," Simon Peter told them. And they said, "We'll go with you." So they went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples did not recognize that it was Jesus. He called out to them, "Friends, have you any fish?" "No," they answered. He said, "Throw your net on the right side of the boat and you'll find some." When they did, they were unable to haul the net in because of the large number of fish. Then the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It's the Lord." And as soon as Simon Peter heard him say, "It is the Lord," he wrapped his outer garment around him, for he had taken it off, and jumped into the water. The other disciples followed in the boat, towing the net full of fish, for they were not far from shore, about 100 yards. When they landed, they saw a fire of burning coals there with fish on it and some bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you have just caught." So Simon Peter climbed back into the boat and dragged the net ashore. It was full of large fish, 153. But even with so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." None of the disciples dared ask him, "Who are you?" They knew it was the Lord. Jesus came, took the bread and gave it to them, and did the same with the fish. And this was now the third time that Jesus appeared to his disciples after he was raised from the dead. Over that breakfast together, Jesus sits with the disciples on the beach. I know nobody questioned and asked who he was. They all knew. I like to imagine, and I'm sure it's true, that over that breakfast, Jesus answered some of his disciples' questions. Some of the bits where they said, "This doesn't seem to make sense. What happened? What was it all about? Why did you let people take you away when you're this powerful?" We can read some of those challenges and questions afterwards. Jesus reinstates Peter is quite a famous bit. But when I read that kind of having breakfast together, it sounds like Jesus is relaxing with his friends after a busy time and talking through what everything means. This morning we talked a bit earlier about kind of the things that we've all forgotten over Christmas. And we normally find a decoration somewhere up in the house around February, March time that we haven't managed to put away. And it's easy to forget things over Christmas. So this year we'd like to give you a little gift from us as a reminder. A small pebble. There's a whole bag at the back that we'll give you as you leave, just one each, or one per family, though I think we've got plenty. Take it home as a family and either perhaps put it with your breakfast cereals or your where you keep your marmalade. And over the year, keep it as a little reminder that once all the chaos of Christmas is over, Jesus would like you to spend a little bit of time on what his life and his death means. That breakfast on the beach when Jesus sat down with his disciples and said, "This is what it all means. My death, my resurrection means you can have life eternal. I am your Lord and Saviour, and I want to spend time with you." So there's a whole bag. We'd encourage you to take a pebble and perhaps put it where you keep your breakfast things as a reminder through the year of just that little sitting down with God and what his plans are for you.